Oh yes, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Oh yes, Babli, Daf Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tes and Medalef, that the second Mishnah, that's Halacha David. Ein chayovim ela aldo shivdoin ekoris v'shigvosi chatos v'chein ha-Mashiach. The Mishnah says they're liable only for an avira that, if done intentionally, it incurs koris, and shigvosi chatos that he would bring a chatos if he did it v'shoigeg, and similarly for a koi Mashiach. And for idolatry, they're liable only for something that is done also intentionally would incur kores, and b'shoigeg would incur bringing a korban chatos. And the Gemara says, mitzvah Hashem, v'yisi'oim af oich leishkatzim emosim b'mashma. The Gemara suggests that that a pahel and dover applies to all mitzvahs Hashem, as the Pasuk says in v'yikra dalad, Pasuk base. Perhaps this connotes even people who eat shkatzim emosim, vermin. Ne'emakan me'enei, v'ne'emal alon me'enei. Ma me'enei sh'ne'emal alon, dover shechayovim al zdoin ekoros v'shigos achatos, af me'enei sh'ne'emakan, dover shechayovim al zdoin ekoros v'shigos achatos. The Gemara rejects that because it says here, v'ne'elam dover me'enei hakahol, and it says there, v'haya im me'enei ha'eda. Just like me'enei there refers to idolatry, which is, if done intentionally, zdoinei is with incurs kawis, and shugasa involves chatas. Also, me'enei here refers to something that if done intentionally, is kawis, and if done b'shoigeg, incurs a korban chatas. Oi, ma me'enei shenem la'alon, dov sheyesh boi mises beistin, af me'enei shenem akan, dov sheyesh boi mises beistin. The Gemara suggests, well, just like me'enei there is something that involves being put to death by beistin, also me'enei over here should refer to only something that involves being put to death by beistin. The place of idolatry was written to teach about chiyuvei krisus, only kores is mentioned. Mises, idolatry, is learned from elsewhere. Rebbe Oime, olea olea. Ma olea, shenem la'alon, dover shechayvim al zdoin ekores, v'ashigros echatas. And the Gemara has a second rejection. As Rebbe says, we learn from a Gezer Shava, Aleha, Aleha. Just like Aleha written there, where it says about Achos Isha having relations with one's wife's sister, is, if done intentionally, is Kois, and Shogig is Chatas. Also, Aleha here is the same type of case, the Doine Kois, and Shogigosai Chatas. But Lamalo Dorosh, Rebbe, Meine, Meine. Why didn't Rebbe learn from Me'enei and Me'enei? We now add these sentences here. Amar Bizeira, Im Dorash Rebbe Me'enei Me'enei, Ma Me'enei Shnemel Alon Mashiach B'Shugas Amasehu, Af Me'enei Shnemel Kan B'Shugas Amasehu, Vifim Kain, Lai Dorash Rebbe Me'enei Me'enei. And the Gemara answers, Rebbe Zeira says that if Rebbe would expound Me'enei and Me'enei, he would need to say that just like Me'enei written there by idolatry, Rebbe holds that a Kohen Mashiach is liable for Shugas Amaseh. Also Me'enei here about a Mashiach is liable for Shugas Amaseh. And even Rebbe doesn't say that, though. And therefore, Rebbe didn't expound from Me'enei, Me'enei. I'm Rebbe Yossi, and Yedroish Rebbe Me'enei, Me'enei, Ma Me'enei Shnei Me'lalon, Dover Shiyesh Boi Mises Beistin, Af Me'enei Shnei Me'kan, Dover Shiyesh Boi Mises Beistin. And the second answer is from Rebbe Yossi that if Rebbe would have expounded Me'enei, Me'enei, he would need to say that just like Me'enei written there has Mises Beistin, also Me'enei here refers to something with Mises Beistin. But Eislei, Seifei de Rebbe Midrash Meine Meine Dulaikain Minanlei Hayochid Vanasi Mashiach La Meine Meine. Like Ma asked, well, doesn't Rebbe ultimately anyway learn and expound Meine Meine? Because if not, what's his source for idolatry for a regular person, a Nasi and a Kohen Mashiach, that they are liable only for a matter of Kohes? Some Mitzvot of idolatry are merely lavim, such as to honor or benefit the idols in another way without serving them. Is it not from the Joshua of Me'enei, Me'enei? And it should now say, Amar, we skip the sentence there, it should say, Amar b'chananya, koim b'bimana, d'leikein, minolan, minole, ad sheyoyu levato mikvas, d'leikein mikvas, loy Me'enei, Me'enei. And Chananya asked b'bimana, if not, the Rebbe expounds Me'enei, Me'enei, what's his source for idolatry, only if they partially permitted and partially fulfilled, isn't it from Me'enei, Me'enei? D'leikein, minolan, minole, I should say, Hawaias based in Gadol, Hawaias based in Cotton, Lai Me'enei Me'enei, and if not, what's his source that one's liable for idolatry only for Hawaias based in Gadol, the Sanhedrin, but not for Hawaias based in Cotton? Isn't it from the drasha of Meine Meine? Ama Rabbi Chananya, Kaim Rabbi Mana, Balei Sefer de Rabbi Medrash Meine Meine, which is saying, Minale Rabbi, the Rainan, the Kaim Mashiach, Barei Lazar, Helam Dov, Shigas Masa. Rabbi Chananya asked Rabbi Mana, doesn't Rabbi ultimately need to expand Meine Meine? Because if not, what is the source that a Kohen Gadol is liable for idolatry only for Helam Dovah and Shigas Masa? Amalei, Ma at boy may Rebbe could have taken Rebbe Omar Mashiach Mashigas Amasahu. Rebbe Mana answered, why do you ask about Rebbe? Rebbe holds, like his opinion, that a Kohen Mashiach is liable for idolatry for Shigas Masa. In Ksiv Zodoin, which is a Lishkaga, Leyochid, El Rebbe Beistin, Ovad, Rebbe holds that it's not written Mavid Shegeg for an individual, only for Beistin. If one knows that Beistin erred, and he errs to think that he should follow them, he transgresses the Mezid, but he is shogeg about following them. Since he doesn't learn from Me'ene Me'ene, he has no source to say so for idolatry. Oisoi miet karbonoi le mitzvah yichidis shalei yikaneis damai lefnim. The Baisa says, Oisoi, the word Oisoi excludes a Kohen Mashiach's carbon for a unique mitzvah, meaning idolatry, that he does not bring its blood inside the heichal. The Gemara suggests it's like Rebbe who holds that a Mashiach is liable for idolatry for Shigas Maaseh, and it's unlike Rabbanon who obligate only for Helam Dava. Rabbanon rejects that it's needed according to Rabbanon, lest one say that since his korban is fahirah, he brings its blood inside the heichal. Therefore, it needs to say that oisoi excludes his korban for a unique mitzvah that does not bring its blood inside the heichal. We come now to the next Mishnah. In chayovim al aseh al loisa aseh shem mikdash. Beistin is not liable for a ruling about a lav or aseh in the mikdash, such as a tamei person entering the mikdash or delaying there. Vein Revi'im Asham Toloi al Aseh al Lois Aseh Shem Mikdash. One does not bring an Asham Toloi for a Lavo Aseh in the Mikdash. Avachayovim al Aseh al Lois Aseh Shem Nida. Revi'im Asham Toloi al Aseh al Lois Aseh Shem Nida. However, Beistin is liable for a Lavo Aseh for the Issur of Nida, and one brings an Asham Toloi for a Lavo Aseh of Nida. Beizihi Mitzvah Aseh Shem Nida. Koish min a Nida. What is an Aseh of Nida is to separate from a Nida in the correct question if she became nida during relations. Mrs. Loisase, al tove, and a nida, and a love loisase of nida is not to have relations with a nida. The Gemara says, kahana omal, which is say, e efsha, shle hoyaba, yadir betchila, yadir besoy, for helen bintayim. The Gemara brings some kahana a question, why is there no ashram toli for tumas mikdash vikadoshov? Is it impossible to have yadir at the beginning and the end, and a helen in between? Hesiv Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avdimi, Femi Rabbi Mana, Viehei Kain Vemoyim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avdimi asked Rabbi Mana, can we find this regarding those based in who rule? Helam Tumah in the middle does not apply to them. Our Mishnah properly exempts them. Amalei Ana Boy Nechnasim Vat Maisi Lan Moyim. Rabbi Mana said, we, Kahana, question why people who enter are exempt from Ashen Toli. Do you bring us a reason to exempt those who rule? Maikadain, what's the reason why people who enter are exempt from Ashram Tali? And Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, mitzvahs, ma mitzvahs shenem al alon bekvua aftam bekvua. Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak answers, we learn to make zeh shava, mitzvahs, just like mitzvahs said below regarding pa helem dava refers to avirus, which an individual brings a chatas kavua, not no leviyoed. Also here, an Ashram Tali applies when an individual brings a chatas kavua. Ve'in chayavim al kol mitzvahs aseh shebatorah. The Gemara asks, well, are people not liable for all mitzvahs aseh in the Torah? Why must the Mishnah teach that they are liable for an aseh of nida? Ama Rabbi Matanya le'asinan masni ela mila demaya lemila. Rabbi Matanya answers that our Mishnah comes only to teach a matter that resembles a matter taught in the Reisha. Hechavida nichnas lemigdash tomei chayev nichnas tor v'nitma. What's the case of Tumas Migdash? If a Tami entered the Migdash, he's liable. If a Tar entered and became Tami, if he left on a long path, he's liable. If he left on a short path, he's exempt. with the kavaso, hay mishamish matmeya chayev, hay mishamish matahiru, va'amr leitin tmesi, bali ba'aruka chayev, v'ksoa pata, ezu hi ksoa shaloi. And the Gemara asked, well, correspondingly, if he had relations with a nida, he's liable. If he was having relations with a tahira, and she told him, I became tamei, if he left on equivalent of a long path, then he's liable. What is his short path? If he withdraws immediately, he's liable. Yatsan, the answer is his short path is to cool down and come out when he's no longer erect. Either he mitzvahs ase shemanida. What is the source of this ase benida? Amabi Avin, his altimus bnei sel mitum masam. Rabbi Avin answered, the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Tesvav Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and bnei sel will separate from their impurity. Rabbi Yochanan Shalach, Shal, Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi bar Lakunya, as Hoa, the Mashashim Atmeya Minayan. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi bar Lakunya, what's the source for a love forbidding relations with the Tameya? We should say, V'ta'an Kippa Mizroik Basrei, Amalei Mila Demay Nukaya Amrin, we should say, V'knishta, B'chol Yom Ad Shal Li V'elisha Isha beneath to Masa le Sikrav le Glaitz El Vasa. If Shimon was carrying a rock pal, he threw it behind him and said, matter the children say every day when learning Chumash in the Beis HaKnesses, you're going to ask me? The Pasuk says, in Vayikra Perek Yuches Pasuk Yutes, and to a woman in her state of Nida, of impurity of Nida, you should not come close to reveal her Erva. Amalei le Sricha, she say li Hada, v'leif Surcha, she say Ella, Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't need to ask about this, rather I need to ask if one was having relations with a Tameya and he's liable, then he's liable. If he was having relations with a Tahira and she told him, I became Tameh, if he withdrew immediately, for which love is he liable? Rabbi Yochanan said, I and you need to learn this, let's go outside and learn. Nafkin, Rishaman, Kale, Dutanya, Tani, Kado, the Chizkia, Vim Shochav, Yishkov, Ish, Oisa, Eli Ele Meshamash, Imatameya, Chayav. He went out and heard someone teaching Chizkia's teaching that the Pasuk says in Zayikra, Pek, Tesvov, Pasuk, Chofdalet, if a man lies with her, teaches only that one who has relations with a Nidah is liable. Hey, Meshamash, Imatahira, Va'omaloy, Nidmesi, Pirish Miad, Mao, Shi Chayav, Tambalema, Vitehi, Nidasa, if you say, Olav, Va'afila Pirisha, Olav, Nidasa. If he was having relations with a Tahira and she told him, I became Tommy, and he withdrew immediately, is he liable? It says, and her nidah status shall be upon him, even if he separated her nidah upon him. Maya said, what should he do if he was having relations with a Tahira and she told him, I became Tommy? Rav Hoshea, Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel, Yitzam. Rav Hoshea, quoting Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, answered, he should cool down so that he leaves her when he's no longer erect. Lo yitzan, if he did not do so, what should he do? Rabbi Yosi, koyan alav, al tikrav, al tifrish. Rabbi Yosi answered, I applied to him, al tikrav, which means don't come close, and we learn here, do not separate until he is no longer erect. Kraver, prisha. Can an expression of kraver, means coming close, mean separation? Rabbuna b'shem, Rabbi Abba, ka'ado, ha'imim, kav elecha, al tigabi, ki kidashticha. Rav Huna, quoting Rabbi Abba, answered, yes, as we find in the Pasuk in Yeshayah, Pek, Samachay, Pasuk Hay, those who say, keep yourself, do not come near me, because I'm holier than you, and keep yourself and stay away from me. Amma Rizira, Yehei Roye, Es Hacherev, Kilei, Mechateches, Bebesoi. Rizira says he should see, means feel the severity of the Issa, like a sword cutting into his flesh, and that will cool him down. Chol Amma, Rizira, is everyone like Rizira? Only one with awesome Yoshamayim can do so. What can others do? Rabbi Tanchuma, b'shem Rav Huna, yaturach roishe etzba'isa b'koisa v'yehim mutsan. Rav Tanchuma, quoting Rav Huna, answered, he presses his fingers into the wall and he'll cool down. Siv, v'teshev v'esan kashtoi, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, nimtecha k'keshes v'chazo. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman said that the pasuk in Reishes Perek Mem Tes pasuk Chof Dalad, in discussing Yosef HaSadik, and his relationship with the wife of Potiphar, the Pasuk says that his bow was strongly established, and Chazal understand from there that Yosef's aver was stretched amid desire for Potiphar's wife, and it returned, means he stopped becoming, stopped being erect. Amar Rabbi Avun, Nispazeh Zaroi, V'yatzarei Zipariseponi Yadov, V'yafuzu Zoi Yadov. Avun says that his semen scattered and came out through his fingernails, as the Pasuk says, and his arms were gilded from the hands. Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav Masna, Tala, Inui, V'ra, Ikunin, Shel Avinu, should say Yaakov, Miyad, Hitzan, Midei Avir Yaakov. Rav Chuna, quoting Rav Masna, said he looked intently and saw the image of Yaakov Avinu, as the Pasuk says, from the hands of the Mighty One of Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Avin, Af Ikunin, Shel Rachel, Ra'a, Mishem Roya Evan Yisrael. And Rav Avin said he also saw the image of Rachel, about whom it says, Roya he, as we quote from the end of that pasuk, from there he sustained the rock of Yisrael.